From Dale Dragonfly Martin. Hi, Dale.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. I'm honored that you asked me to do this.
Well, it's really a wonderful story that you share your music, and I heard you play some of your original guitar, singer-songwriter pieces, and of course, the flute playing, which has won you awards. And I was wondering, you know, how I might introduce you to our listeners. And so I just played a couple songs. And I was wondering how, if you would tell us a little bit about how you got started and what was your first experience in picking up a flute. And
well, it all began in the seventh grade when I got kind of tired of being in homeroom at the last period, so I asked to go down and be part of the band, you know, in the band room. And I always wanted to play flute, so I got down there and I said to the band instructor, I said, well, I really want to play the flute. He said, that's wonderful, here's the trombone, because they were out of flutes. So I ended up playing the trombone for a while. But I've always been just fascinated by the vocal sound of the flute. It just draws me in so deeply. I used to be living in Yarmouth. I live in Casco, Maine now, but when I was living in Yarmouth, I was part of the Yarmouth Rescue Unit, and we used to, the Yarmouth Clam Festival was quite a big thing there, and we used to, you know, monitor that, and I'd be walking around the craft fair, and I heard flute one day, and I went over, and it was a man who was making flutes, and he made me a flute, sent it to me. I finished it off in terms of the final touches to it, started teaching myself how to play, and that was almost 20 years ago, and I just kept on going. I mean, it was, for me, it is the most easy instrument I've ever had to play. It just seems to, I don't know, it just seems to just come to me naturally. I can't explain it, really.
Yeah. So, I love this last piece that I just played with your water garden in the background, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
I think I released that CD probably 5 years ago. That came off my Native Heart CD. And what I did is I just set my microphone out on one October night, and I could see the light for the recording piece of equipment that I had out there. It went for about a half hour, brought it back in, listened to it, and I captured the airplane that went over as well. But we, you know, able to get that out of there. But what I heard was the crickets undulating, which I had not really heard before. In the real world, you know, it was really kind of interesting to just bring it back into the house and then listen to it. So those water gardens are going now. They go. I start them up in May and shut them, of course, down during the wintertime. I have 5 pumps running out there. They're not large, but the lily pads right now are just doing so well. The flowers are blooming. The frogs are sitting on the water lilies pads, and you know, it just brings in lots of the squirrels, the chipmunks, the birds bathe in there, and it has a little stream that comes down to the final lower pond. And they are not very big; they're pre-made. You just set them into the ground, and then I have flowers all around them, so they're not very hard to put in. But yeah, that to me was a meditation type CD that I produced. It's over now.
I love your other work too that you do with guitar and singing songwriting. I mean, how does that all come to you?
It comes the same way. I started playing guitar when I was 14, taught myself how to play, and for my vocal pieces that are, I just released another CD along with Destiny. I also released Considerations, and I think you heard some of those songs that I did play at the Tamworth Powwow.
Mm-hmm.
I just will start out with a statement, either that I've heard it or I've read it or someone said something and it triggers something for me, and I just start running with that. For example, How Will It Feel, which is a song on Consideration. I said that, I think, actually I said it in a song I was listening to, and I thought, how will it feel? And I just started playing with that, with some chord progressions, and then that turned into, you know, how will it feel when everything's gone? And there's, you know, and there's nothing left in terms of what we're doing to Mother Earth. So things like that. I just let a statement just take me with the chord progressions, sometimes moving my capo up and down on the fretboards will change the way the song sounds, and then it just starts flowing, and next thing you know, I have a song. I just finished one up yesterday, kind of doing it the same way, and it's, I've always, there's a story to it, but it's just too long to tell you, but, you know, turning my face to the wind, you know, to me is like challenging, you know, facing things that we need to face, having strength, and so I just took that little statement, and it became a whole song about, you know, life is a mountain that we all climb. We're all under one sky, and just taking our time. And then it goes into no one said it. This would ever be easy. You know, we might stumble and fall, and but pick yourself up. You know, take you know, knock the dust off. And I'm just so thankful for, you know, being able to be here.
Yeah.
So it kind of that's how it goes, and I just keep playing and playing until the words just start to fall into place, and I write them down.
Yeah. I was also reading on your website the Spirit Wind Records and the awards that they've given you. Can you talk about that a little bit? They're located in New Hampshire.
No, he that was Donald Black Fox. I believe now he is someplace in New York.
Uh-huh.
A few of us were on his webpage. Some of us are no longer part of that webpage. But he did the Silver Arrow Awards, and it's just basically, I think I got about 7 or 8 of those from him, just recognizing our contribution to Native American music. And so I've always appreciated him for recognizing, for myself, recognizing me that way. He still has some of the same individuals on there. He changes those people periodically, but at one point he had Mary Youngblood up there as well. That's what that's about.
Uh-huh.
Basically, just recognizing the fact that we're, you know, we're just trying to make that kind of music. He also, I also submitted several CDs to the Native American Music Awards, and some of my songs are still being played on that Native radio, and I've contributed, or you know, some of that money that I don't get any of that money. It goes right to Pine Ridge Reservation to help with that.
Mm.
And a lot of us did that. We agreed to just, you know, not take any money for, you know, from royalties from the songs being played. We just let it go to Pine Ridge.
Oh, that's great. And that's done through the Native American Music Awards? Or
Native Radio.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So tell us about where you're going to be coming up this summer. You're going to be playing at some powwows or...
I am. I'm going to probably, this Saturday, I'll be at Mother Earth Creations just for the one day. I'm sure I'll get some flute time to play or playing time to play my flutes there. There's a lot of us that go there that do play. So it's, you know, if I get 5 minutes of playing time, that's great. You just never know what will happen there.
And that's in Ossipee, New Hampshire.
That's in Ossipee.
Both Saturday and Sunday?
It is both days.
Uh-huh.
This coming weekend. It's their 10th year. Of doing it, but I'm only going to be there on Saturday.
Okay.
And then I think it's the next one is the Wells Harbor, which is the New Hampshire Intertribal Powwow.
Yes.
And that one comes up July 21st and 22nd, and I am performing there for sure, and I'm also vending with my CDs and my leatherwork there.
Okay. And that's at Harbor Park, Harbor Road, Wells, Maine.
Right.
Okay, good.
And then August 4th and 5th, I'll be at the, we used to call it the Saco River Powwow, but it's under a different name now, and that's also New Hampshire Intertribal Powwow. And I'm also performing and vending there as well.
Oh, okay. And that's August 4th and 5th.
Yes.
All right, great. Yeah, so I think it's really wonderful perspective that you have, starting your music so early, seventh grade, and being introduced to all these instruments, and then but knowing that you really were so attracted to the flute. Tell me more about the flute makers and the flutes that you have. I was reading on your website about they're each tuned in a different key, and can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, because of that and because of the different woods that they're made of, I have about 35 flutes.
Uh-huh.
But I'm, you know, I have what I need, and I don't feel the need to buy another one. But there was a time there I was really scoffing them up right and left just to kind of get my quiver, if you will, full, so that I could just pull whatever I needed out to satisfy what I wanted to do. Some of the flute makers no longer make the flutes because they're performing now, and I think that they're just a little concerned about injuring themselves in the process. But David Sergiñol has made several of my flutes. Werner John, who is from Hadlock, I think, or Hadley, Mass., he was the first flute maker that I found in Yarmouth at that clam festival. And he's made a couple of my flutes. Spirit of the Woods flutes out in Washington State. I had an inlay done of a dragonfly from Ash of Mount St. Helen on that flute. That's a drone flute. It's a double flute. And some of the flutes I really like are made by Odell Borg, and they're high spirit flutes, and those are very reliable flute to buy online. I trust that flute tremendously. Most flutes I would not just buy online. I really have to play a flute to see if it speaks to me. But all of his flutes really are so well made that I trust if I ever wanted to buy a flute online, that's where I would do it for sure. So some of them are made of spruce, some are made of maple, some made of cedar, some exotic woods, and they even if they're like the key of C, or high C or a low C, or high F, you know, or high D or a low D, in terms of how they're tuned, or an F sharp, which is a very common one. They all sound a little bit differently because of the fiber of the wood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I end up having more than one flute in the same key, because they're made from different woods.
That's really great. So basically they are all held the same way and played the same way?
The flutes that I buy are all played the same way. Mm-hmm. I either have a five-hole flute or a six-hole flute. One that Werner John made for me has a hole in the back. It's almost like a recorder, but I seldom use that hole. It's a little complicated. But, yeah, most of them are done the same way. Now, there are some Rivercane flutes that are done differently. I know that Hawk Henrys, who is from the area of Maine, he makes a very different flute. I've tried to play his flutes, and they just don't play quite the same, so I'd have to learn how he has tuned those. So it depends upon how the flute's tuned, and you know, there are certain tribes that make their flutes just sound so differently. So, but the flutes I play all play the same. So I can just pick up, you know, a different flute, different key, and just play it the same way.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel that your flute playing is challenged by any traditional, you know, styles, or do you feel that people really welcome your flute playing, being a woman? And
well, you know, they were termed courting flute, and I've heard the history that if you know, many years ago, if a woman was caught with a flute in her hand, she would be severely punished, because this was the way that her gentleman would go out into the woods and play the flute, and then if she was drawn to it, then she would leave him a gift at his teepee, and so the courting would begin. But Mary Youngblood, who is a well-known flute player, opened the door for all of us. And I have had many people come up to me and say, the woman's touch to a flute is just so soft and wonderful and melodic, and it's just a wonderful, it's just wonderful. I mean, I haven't had anyone come up to me and say you should not touch a flute.
Right.
I think, you know, things have changed over the years, and again, I have to thank Mary Youngblood for opening up that door for all of us women flute players. There are not that many women flute players around my area, but we do exist, and, you know, I just feel it's such a natural instrument for me, and I've had people ask me, like, where is your music coming from? And all I can say is it's coming from deep inside me somewhere. And the way it's coming out is through that flute. and it comes out better through the flute than it does through the guitar.
Yeah.
Although when I play the guitar and I sing, I can actually make it clearer as to what my thoughts are in terms through the flute, through actual vocal words,
yeah.
Whereas the flute, it's melodic.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Now, Destiny, my new CD, I recorded here at my home.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I did, and Considerations, the same thing. I finally started recording here at my home, and I like doing that because I can really make it the way I really want it to be. And the,
yeah.
You know, and when I was with John Dyer at Unintentional, it was wonderful, but we didn't always agree, you know, on how it was going to come out and how it was going to sound. So
you're going to be busy this Saturday in Ossipee at the Mother Creation powwow there, and it sounds like a couple more gigs this summer. You're a busy woman.
Yeah, I have a few more coming up after that. I'll be in Newport doing the North Country powwow, and I'll be back at the Matee powwow in Dayton also, and I'll also be one day at Naples at the powwow there just on Sunday.
All right.
So there's a few coming up. In the meantime, in the middle of that, I do craft fairs, so
yeah.
Not to mention working. But.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I really appreciate that you've chatted with us today about your music. And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just get outside, enjoy Mother Earth, enjoy the weather, and listen to good music.
All right, Dale. Thank you so much again. And I'm going to be playing Our Mother Weeps from the Destiny CD.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Do you want to say anything about that song?
You know, that's a flute, actually, the flute that I talked about that Werner John made that has the hole in the back. That flute can cry. And so that's why I named it that way, and I do feel that Mother Earth is crying.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
And our destiny depends upon our choices that we make in terms of Mother Earth. So.
Yes. Well, let's all work on those positive choices.
That's right.
All right, Dale. I hope to run into you soon.
All right, Deb. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, take care.